Gold Show.
Hang on a second. Where's the rest of that? It's Andy. Welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show, as we hear from Karen Bailey on joining Surrey Storm and the latest from the Newfield Senior League with Rhiann from Manx Radio.
Hi, this is Lindsay Keeble and you're listening to the Netball Show with Mazzino.
Well, after two seasons at Mavericks, Karen Bailey has joined the Duck Egg of Surrey Storm, and she'll also be playing in this weekend's Fast Five as well. We've been speaking to her about her decision.
It was actually a really, really tough one. I was in talks with Mavericks about staying, and unfortunately, after a few quite frank conversations with Kat, basically it was a hard decision because staying with Mavs meant that I wasn't guaranteed court time. Leadership George and that shooting circle, having had a chat with Mickey, and Mickey basically saying, we saw you as integral part to the team and absolutely you'd get court time. A pretty easy decision for me. I wanted to play netball and I wanted to get on court. I don't know if I was going to hang up the shoes yet and just be a leader from the bench. It's definitely been an exciting time training with us.
That reduction in team sizes on match days as well, that's going to have a big effect on the league this season, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you can be a one-position player anymore. I'm certainly not just a goal shooter. I'm working really hard to make sure that I am a viable goal attack as well. And I think every single team literally does have to look at their personnel and who they have on court and who they have in their team, because you can't just carry one-position players anymore. If you get an injury on, you know, match day, you need to know that everyone on that team and everyone on that bench can get on court and play a pivotal role.
Mickey's vision for the club, she's already said it's a three-year project as such, but it's quite clear and something you'd find it quite easy to buy into?
Yeah, absolutely. Mickey's very honest about her ambitions and her direction for the team. One of the great things about Surrey is that every single girl within that club buys in on that and has their input on that, and they completely support her direction. It's been really, really refreshing to be part of something like that. And we had a chat about, you know, whether this would be my last year, and I spoke to her about, you know, where I'm at with my netball and where I saw myself in my current state. And, you know, she certainly gave me, I guess, the enthusiasm to want to keep playing netball and wanted to be part of something much bigger. And, yeah, I'm really honoured to be that.
You must have learned plenty from your time at Mavs. How would you sum up your time there?
I had an absolutely amazing time at Mavericks. I didn't leave the club because there was anything bad for the club. Storm just offered me a lot more opportunities to keep playing as a netballer and keep growing, and that's certainly something that, you know, I grabbed with two hands. But like I said, Mavs gave me that opportunity to begin with, and they opened those doors and the pathway for me, and I don't have a bad word to say about Mavs. They truly have looked after me the past 2 years, and like I said, it was a sad moment saying goodbye to the club, but it's also an exciting moment saying hello to Surrey.
Obviously, this new challenge, and it's really easy to say we're miles away from the start of the season, but people will throw top four being essential all the time. Now's the time to get Storm back to where they belong, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And top four is something that I would love to do. I've been in the UK now for 2 years, and, you know, I've been part of a club that, like you said, top four was thrown at consistently over and over and over, and it's something that I've yet to achieve part of a club. So Surrey have the drive for it. They want to get it. The work ethic is absolutely incredible. And, you know, to be able to be in that top four would be just an amazing feat, especially coming to a new club and doing so.
How have things been going in pre-season so far?
Do you know what? It has been so much fun. Like, so much hard work, but so much fun. As you know, I've got Sophie and Yaz in front of me, and they have been absolutely incredible to be practicing Fast Five with. Sophie is a very accurate long-range shooter, and Yaz is absolutely the three-point shot for bread and butter. So it's been fun having them and having the versatility between all three shooters to be able to go, well, whoever's on that five-point line or whoever's on that three-point line, they're a threat, and it means that we do have that versatility through the court as to, you know, being able to chop and change. So, yeah, it's been fun. Like I said, it's been hard work, but yeah, I can't wait. I want Fast Five to hurry up already.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
It's a netball show with Mizuno, Town Outer here from Rhiann from Manx Radio with the latest on a Newfield Senior League.
Hello, I'm Rhiann Evans. Thanks very much for joining me as I look at week 5 of the Newfield Senior Netball League fixtures from the 6th of October. A shock win in the Premier Division to start with when Brown Crane Tomb Raiders beat Simcox Blue, which no one saw coming. The final score was 40-29. Also in the Premier Division, Thompson Travel 1 only just missed out on half points to Simcox Red, another surprising scoreline. Simcox won 33-14. SNP Partners Ballasalla B beat Route 1 Connections 35-23 in another excellent game. And it was a scrappy game between Marbury Misfits A and Simcox Gold Eagle. Marbury came out on top 34-29. In Division 1, Marbury Misfits B had a narrow win over PWC Manx Gems Rubies 43-41. Another goal-for-goal game in Division 1 between Long and Humphrey Tomb Raiders and Route 1 Turbos. It was Route 1 Turbos who came out on top by one goal, 36-35. Dan Plant Young Farmers A easily beat Castletown Pink 35-17. And SNP Partners Ballasalla C took an easy win over Thompson Travel 3, 45-25. In Division 2, Castletown Navy just managed to get half points against Simcox Green Eagles. Their scoreline was 40-20. Another close match. WDS Limited Young Farmers B only just beat Absolute Scaffolding Black by 3 goals, 28-25. And the Spaniards took a heavy loss against PWC Manx Gems Sapphires, 44-28. However, it was PWC's other team, Manx Gems Tanzanites, who took the heavy hitting in Division 3. They lost to Simcox Silver 55-7. Route 1 Vaults beat Simcox White 21-16. And SNP Ballasalla D dominated Thompson Travel 4, who were missing a couple of players, 56-13. In Division 1 of the Junior League, Thompson Travel Tigers lost out heavily to PWC Jades 30-13. It was a great match between Ballasalla 1 and Route 1A. Ballasalla came out on top 21-13. And in Division 2 of the Junior League, Simcox Blue cruised to victory against Castletown Jets 24-12. Let's go now to mine and Becky Dunn's courtside review from last Sunday's matches, where we talk about some of the standout players and also some of the nail-biter goal-for-goal matches from Week 5 of the Newfield Senior Netball League.
So Simcox Gold have just come up, so they won their division last year and come up. And I think people maybe when they first came up thought they might be, you know, kind of a bit of an easy target, but absolutely not. They have smashed it. I actually watched them the other week play and I thought they played really well against Ballarat. They managed to hold the game. They didn't get half, unfortunately, but so we kind of went into it. We weren't underestimating them at all. You know, they've got some strong players. Ellie Gilson's back for the week and she just had an absolute stormer. You know, she's such an athlete. You think she's on the other side of the court to you and suddenly actually no, she's not. She's just caught that ball that was going to you. So it was a good game. Frustration from Misfits, I think from ourselves. Just didn't work for us today. I know myself, I felt tired. Probably I'd played a game just before, so thought I had the energy to run around. Probably didn't have as much.
I didn't realise you'd played a game just before. What game did you play just before?
So I played for the B team just before because I was signed to them first. And again, that was a really close game. You know, they played Manx Rubies, who are a younger squad, but are just so athletic. It was unbelievable. Like, they go for everything. They're absolutely everywhere on court. And it was a really close game that we luckily took the win, but it was super close. Could have gone either way in that fourth quarter. And I think then that did affect my game for my second one when we played against Simcox Gold. But Lauren Ellison has always stepped up shooting inside. You know, she's pretty strong, she's pretty physical. And we managed to secure the win, so it's good.
What I noticed about your game is your defence all the way down the court, your attacking defence was really, really strong. I think it was just in attack, sometimes it went so fast, and when it worked, the speed was incredible to watch, but a lot of the times it just went too fast to be able to control, and I think that was my only sort of issue watching that game on your side of things. But then you could see Simcox got into that as well. Like, the speed of the game at one point was just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where it came down to my tiredness. You know, those balls flying in, I'd normally be on the end of. And just today, I didn't have the power in my legs to get there. Third quarter, we mixed up and we put Hannah Riley in, and we've seen then that flow normally, how we, you know, speed that ball down. A big thing for us, and we're trying to practice, is, you know, when we are in control of the game, to actually slow it up. We like to play at 100 miles an hour, you know, and it is like some days it doesn't work, like today, so it's about being able to kind of adapt. So sometimes we need that quick speed, and sometimes we need to just pull it back and step back.
Yeah, and use those 3 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ellie Gilson, as you mentioned before, I thought she had a cracker in it, and she's one of those players that when you watch her, she's thinking, so she's not getting a touch or an inset by chance. She watches the play and she shifts her movement and her body around the player to match the play, and it was really impressive to watch. I thought she had a great game, but watching both of you tussle together was really exciting to watch.
Ellie is such a versatile player as well. I've actually never seen her play in the circle. She's a mid-court player, but today, you know, she came out strong, and I love playing against her. She's so lovely as a person, you know, and I like it because she is contacty, as am I, and those 50-50 balls, there's no kind of ag about it. We both just go for it, and whoever gets it, you know, the whole time during the game. It's something about netball as well, I think. It's that whole, why do we clap when the opposite team scores? You know, she'd do a great intercept on me, I'd lose the ball, and I'd be like, oh yeah, well done, Ellie, or, you know, I'd score a shot on her, and she'd be like, yeah, nice shot, Becky. You know, it's funny, but yeah, I've really, for me today, she was an absolute difference for them, and offering all the way up court to be able to, you know, they were able to use that defence to bring it up, and their attack could then push forward, so she really, really impressed me.
Absolutely. And then you were umpiring a game. What was the game you were umpiring straight after yours? So you've literally been run ragged this morning.
I know. I've spent about 3 hours here, which is delightful. So I umpired Young Farmers B versus Absolute Scaffolding Ramsey, and it was a corker of a game. Came down right to the last minute. Final score was 25-28 to Young Farmers. But, you know, every quarter was a draw right up until that fourth. It really was an exciting game to watch.
What won it for Farmers?
The person I'd say that won it for the Farmers was their goal defence, Hannah Moore, and she actually was awarded player of the match. You know, she is incredibly tall, but that wasn't, you know, she can move her body to get into the right position to stop that ball. She was picking up rebounds left, right and centre. You know, Ramsey have some solid shooters, both quite young. Rachel Andrews was telling me, but she was just picking them off. You know, that metre stretch that she has to be able to get hand in front of the ball was unbelievable. And then she actually was playing goalkeeper, and for that fourth quarter moved out into goal defence. And I think her calmness and strength in that mid-court is what really held the game for them. So,
well-deserved player of the match. Another well-deserved player of the match, I didn't actually see this game, it was Bala B versus Route 1 Connections. Bala B ended up winning 35-23 with Rachel Jarvis getting player of the match. And I only saw the last quarter, but her front cuts and drives into the circle were fantastic. She was creating space, and it's really frustrating to watch players when they just windscreen wiper, asking for the ball across the court constantly rather than really digging in and cutting right in front of the player, and she was doing that brilliantly. So I think massive congrats to her for that. Must say, Steph Haslett had a cracking game in defence with Claire Crowe, as always. She got a lot of really nice intercepts, and she just marks her player really well. I know it's not a very original thing to say, but it's great to see a defender just stick, be on their player like a rash and do their job and mark them out of the game. So I was very impressed by her. Sophie Howland, who was umpiring, I was very impressed with her umpiring, considering she's quite young as well.
As far as I'm aware, she's probably one of the youngest. Yeah. You know, I rate Sophie on and off the court. You know, she's an amazing kid. She'd probably kill me if I called her a kid. She's an amazing kid. But she's been umpiring a long time. She umpired the mixed league. And, you know, she don't take any grief from women or men. So it's really good to see a younger player being able to control the game, because that's the difference. You know, maybe a few times today our game got a bit scrappy, and it's all about the umpire being able to pull it back and, you know, making us play the best we can.
Don't miss the podcast tomorrow our Fast Five special as we speak to coaches and players taking part and reveal the names of our two winners. Will it be you?
The Netball Show.